24 WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The photographer who captured the moment that a terrorist plowed through a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville last August has won the Pulitzer Prize for his work. Those severe storms on Sunday may have contributed to a small plane crash and the pilot's death in Crozet. And we have a look at a Shark Tank-like competition that came to Lexington last week. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 17th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A photographer who captured the moment a car struck several people protesting against a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville on his last day of work for the Daily Progress won the Pulitzer Prize for breaking news photography on Monday. Ryan Kelly captured the moment a car struck several people last August. One woman, Heather Heyer, 32, died, and 19 people were injured. Kelly was working on his last day as a full-time photographer for the Daily Progress when violence overtook the usually quiet college town, and a right-wing terrorist drove his speeding car into a group of counter-protesters. He was charged with first-degree murder. 2 days later, photographer Ryan Kelly started his new job at a brewery in Richmond, where he serves as digital and social media coordinator. He continues to work as a freelance photographer. Virginia State Police say the one person aboard a small plane was killed when the aircraft crashed in Crozet Sunday evening. State police said on Monday that they're still trying to identify the body pulled from the wreckage. The twin-engine Cessna crashed about 9 p.m. Sunday, 12 miles west of Charlottesville. State police said the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating, and that severe weather, including possible tornadoes, was moving through the area at the time of the crash. The Richmond International Film Festival has named former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe as the recipient of its 2018 Pioneer Award for Excellence in Public Service and Leadership. Each year, the festival honors state and national leaders who are paving a future path in leadership and evoking change in communities. And this year, McAuliffe was chosen for effectively ending homelessness among the state's military veterans. The award will be presented to McAuliffe by Governor Ralph Northam during the festival's military spotlight on April 29th. Lawmakers are back in Richmond this week, still trying to hammer out a deal to finalize the budget, although most of the attention has been focused on expanding health insurance for poor people. That's not the only funding debate still playing out. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
A recent report from the Education Law Center and Rutgers University gave Virginia a failing grade for how school funding is distributed. That's because state and local spending on education in Virginia is 11% lower in areas with the most poverty. That disparity motivated a bipartisan effort to invest more money in school divisions with poor students this year. Republican delegate Israel O'Quinn of Bristol worked with Democratic delegate LaCherise Aird of Petersburg on the effort.
The two of us had similar issues with lots of school districts that had high at-risk populations.
O'Quinn and Aird wanted $64 million in new funding for high-poverty school districts to help with things like teacher recruitment and retention. Now, the Senate included a much more moderate $7 million for that. Now, the House didn't have any new money for the program, instead moving $64 million that was supplanted from lottery money back to education. Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says money from expanding Medicaid will allow for both of those.
There's no reason why the House couldn't also invest a portion of that undoing of lottery supplanting towards this at-risk add-on program. They could use some of the savings from Medicaid expansion to invest in this program.
And then there's another issue that has yet to be resolved with the budget. Will teachers in Virginia get a 2% raise? The House has money for that. The Senate does not. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, like a lot of small to mid-sized downtowns trying to hang on in the age of Amazon, Lexington has its share of empty storefronts. In an effort to juice the downtown scene, Main Street Lexington hosted a Shark Tank-like pitch competition last week in which 8 local entrepreneurs competed for $60,000 worth of prize money from the state to grow a new or existing business. WMRA's Jesse Nadler was there. Filed this report.
Oh, if you're going to use it again. Acacia Mullen has been sewing her own eclectic retro modern fashion since she was 9. About a year ago, she got sick of her 9-to-5 and decided to turn her passion into a full-on business. Make It Sew, that is, Make It S-E-W, is Acacia's fabric and sewing studio in downtown Lexington.
I think everybody should know how to sew.
But she knows that retail, especially in a small town, can be tough. So in addition to selling high-quality fabrics and notions, she offers classes. She does alterations. And she's slammed.
I hardly get a day off. I'm busy enough that I know that I'm doing something that this community needs.
Acacia knows that her business can grow, but that takes capital. So she heard about this 8-week business training program put on by the organization Main Street Lexington. Its mission is to enhance and promote the downtown. Similar programs have taken place in Stanton, Waynesboro, and elsewhere. The training program is structured like a business school crash course for local entrepreneurs. Participants had to write a business plan. Acacia's was strong enough that she was selected as one of 8 finalists to compete for $60,000 worth of prize money from the state to grow her business.
I need more space, I need more equipment, and I need to hire somebody to help with all of the people who have alterations.
Wendy Orison was also selected as a finalist. She's a lifelong fitness coach who co-owns a successful yoga and Pilates studio. Her dream is to open a boutique cardio studio in a second location downtown.
There is no high-tech, state-of-the-art spin studio around.
Orison and her 2 partners are vying for $22,000 worth of grant money, half of what it'll take to buy the high-tech bikes and equipment and renovate the space.
We want to show the judges that we've got skin in the game. If we open in the black, we can make it work.
The judges. In order to get their hands on some of that delicious grant money, Acacia, Wendy, and 6 other finalists had to go before a panel of judges from outside the area at a public event called Launch Lex Wednesday night. Each finalist had 3 minutes to convince the judges their business idea was worthy of investment. Here's Acacia before the judges.
After about 5 months in my current location, with classes filling up and new customers daily, Make It So is bursting at the seams.
She asked the judges for $18,000. Wendy rode in on a scooter blowing a whistle. She was joined by her 2 partners.
I'm Wendy Orison.
We are Flex Fitness.
She pitched Flex Fitness as an anchor for the downtown.
You offer something besides retail.
The judges asked each of the contestants some questions, then deliberated behind closed doors. Finally, the winners were announced. Heliotrope Brewery received $20,000. Just Games Gaming Studio got $10,000. Lex Running Shop received $15,000. And Make It So walked away with $15,000. Acacia held up her giant check and sipped a glass of wine.
I'm pumped. I'm so excited. They say it's fake, but it's a big check that says $15,000 on it. I think they believed in what I'm doing and that expanding Make It So right now is good for me and good for the community.
But it's back to the drawing board for Flex Fitness.
We're super surprised. You know, we just think that wellness is so much more important than stuff. I think that they picked 4 good business owners. We don't know if we're going to go forward or not.
Chato Johns was one of the judges. He's founder of the tech company Chato Labs in Harrisonburg. He explained what the judges were looking for.
1, will it open new businesses downtown, new storefronts? And then 2, will it create jobs? There were a lot of good business ideas. Some of them, I wasn't convinced that they would create jobs.
I would have given money to every single contestant that we had because I think they're all incredibly deserving.
Stephanie Wilkinson is executive director of Main Street Lexington, the host of the event.
We all know that retail is really difficult these days. The online world is sucking the life out of a lot of things. And one of the best benefits about being in this program is that they really researched their market and they understood that you can't just be a store anymore. You have to be a store and an experience.
Because as she says, local is everything. Oh, and all these stores have to be open for business or moved into a bigger space by the end of September. Or they have to pay the money back. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.